God is with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Picture, if you will, a courtroom. A man takes the stand, and his hair is wild and unkempt, and his clothes are rough and worn. He has, shall we say, some credibility issues right off the bat. Normally, such a man would never be called on to testify. Crazy people will talk. There's really nothing unusual about that. The problem, though, is that people have been listening. Too many people for the powers that be to keep on ignoring John and his wild hair and his wild eyes and his wild clothes and his wild stories about the Messiah. So John the Baptist is called on to testify by the religious leaders of his time, by the authorities who decide for everybody else what is and is not true about God, to prove once and for all that he doesn't know what he's talking about. At least that was their plan. The fact that we're here today worshiping the very Messiah that John was talking about attests to just how ill-begotten that plan was. It's easy for us to miss just how much of an interrogation this passage was. Usually when we see interrogations in shows and movies today, they don't go well for the person being interrogated. And they're done by detectives and lawyers, not priests and rabbis. But the language makes it clear. Well, clear if you speak Greek and lived a couple thousand years ago, that that's exactly what the Pharisees are doing to John. They're interrogating him. They're intimidating him. They're doing their level best to get him to crack, to admit that everything he's saying about the coming Messiah is made up. That every baptism he's done out in the wilderness was an exercise in futility, a mad attempt to gather a following for himself, and not a preparation for an entirely new way of life. But John doesn't crack on the witness stand the way the bad guy always does in Perry Mason or Matlock or Law and Order, because he has a story to tell. And as far as he's concerned, these guys have just given himself more of an opportunity to tell it. What John did on that witness stand 2,000 plus years ago is something we all can and do and should do. In fact, we do it here every week, whether you realize it or not. Our celebration of blessings is a form of testimony. It's sharing the good things in our lives in a way that honors the source of every good thing. It's giving credit where credit is due, and even when what we have to share isn't so good. In the act of sharing, we testify to our belief that God cares and God is listening, and there's healing and wholeness to be found within the body of Christ that is this church family. So today I want to look at John's testimony and use it as a model for our own testimonies about ourselves and about the God who made us. So, first of all, we see that before John says anything about Jesus, he has to answer a few questions about himself. Three times the interrogator asks him who he is, and he answers a little bit differently every time, but that's not to say he doesn't tell the truth every time. His first response is to tell them who he isn't. He says, look, I'm not the Messiah. I'm not some great prophet of old. I am not the one the world is waiting for. And the importance of his clarity on this can't be overstated. We will all find ourselves in situations where people will expect us to be something we are not. And especially for us church folks, we have to be real clear with ourselves and others that we are not Jesus. We're not perfect. We're not infallible. We are going to let everybody down a little bit of the time. And they cannot hang their faith on us. It can be so tempting to fall into the trap of thinking that we somehow have to be good enough ambassadors to convince people it. That's the kind of stuff that leads to, like, Jim Baker level double lives. The gospel has never been that God will make you perfect. That's never been the message. It's that you are forgiven and loved and accepted exactly the way you are. John's second answer when asked who he is to quote his favorite Bible verse. "Well, I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord." He quotes a personal hero of his, Isaiah. He finds something in the past, in history, to help build his identity around, to help explain this identity to other people. So I want all of you to take a moment, maybe even if you have something available to write on, something handy, maybe brainstorm too, but at the very least, write down this question for later. What verse or personal hero do you identify with? Whose footsteps have you tried to follow in? Finally, when asked for a third time, John answers the question, "Who are you?" with what he's been up to lately. "See, I baptize people." He's humble about it, to be sure. He knows he only baptizes with water, and the real Spirit works for Jesus and Jesus alone to do, but still, he is the Baptist, through and through. So again, under that question, who do you identify with and what footsteps have you tried to follow, and maybe ask yourself, what is it that you do? When it comes right down to it, what business are you about? Finally, once John is clear on who he is, then he can tell us about who Jesus is. And from his brief testimony, we can learn an awful lot about this coming Messiah. Jesus is the true light, as in the source behind everything, the thing that reveals everything and enables life to be created and maintained. Jesus is the Lamb of God, a reference to the Passover, as in the sacrifice meant to deliver us from sin's captivity. Related to that, Jesus takes away the sin of the world. Jesus is the source of healing of the brokenness that the world faces. God is with Jesus, in Jesus, is Jesus. And Jesus has a unique ability to reveal who God is to us, as in all we need to do is watch who Jesus is and what Jesus does to know the heart of God. That's what John knows about Jesus. And it doesn't matter how unorthodox it all seems. It doesn't matter how much the religious powers that be of his day opposed him. John had a testimony to testify, and they weren't going to shut him up. So my question to you all is, what do you know about Jesus? Not just what you learned in church or in books. What do you know that you know that you know that no authority could take away from you because you have experienced it? Because if there was ever a time for experts to have a seat and let the every man and every woman speak about what the God of the universe means to them, it's Advent. Your stories, your testimonies are welcome here, because it wasn't the priests and the rabbis and the pastors and the Pharisees that laid the foundations of the church. It was Mary and Joseph and John the Baptist. It was you all.